Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Before we get to your calls, from those of you who still have power out where you are and maybe are still home from school, whether you're a student or a teacher in Teaneck or wherever, we are collecting your tweets and texts this hour on what kind of ocracy we live in. We'll read your responses on the air next hour. What is this? Well, in one of our Occupy Wall Street conversations the other day, a caller said, the problem is we don't live in a democracy. We live in a Madison Avenue-ocracy. They said a Madison Avenue-ocracy is our form of government. Whoever can, you know, garner the best PR rules. And I said it would make a good segment of its own. And today we're doing it. What kind of ocracy do you think we live in? Democracy? Plutocracy? Madison Avenue-ocracy? How about psychopathocracy? Someone wrote that on our website. So tweet at Brian Lehrer, use the hashtag ocracy, or text ocracy to 306. Uh-oh, could you confirm the text? Yeah, that's right, 30644, forgive me. Text ocracy, just that those letters, ocracy, to 30644. And we'll text you back with a question. Text ocracy right now to 30644. And then we'll text you back to ask, what kind of ocracy do we live in? Tweet at Brian Lehrer. Use the hashtag ocracy. Or text ocracy. Of course, that's O-C-R-A-C-Y, ocracy, to 30644. And we'll text you back with a question. Text ocracy right now to 30644. We'll read your responses on the air next hour. So what's happening in your house? What's happening in your town if you still are without power from Saturday's storm? Different vibe from Hurricane Irene. That was a rare event emergency. Public officials and power companies got pretty good reviews for doing what had to be done. And most everyone slogged through, and it was just one of those things, as far as most of us were concerned. This time seems a little more edgy, like 5 days, 7 days, come on. So even though Governors Christie and Malloy and power company chiefs said right away, this is worse than Irene in terms of down power tree limbs, tree limbs and power lines, people are more annoyed. So tell us your story and who, if anyone, you're angry at. 212-433-9692 as our current callers finish up. Kevin in New Fairfield, you're on WNYC. Hey, Kevin, what's happening?
Yes, good morning, Brian. So I'm in New Fairfield, and we lost power Saturday night at 7 o'clock. But, you get used to this. We had it with Irene, and it happens on occasion. And basically, you know, you fill the bathtub. You put several buckets or, containers of drinking water aside, and you get through it. So it certainly is a disruption, and it makes you realize how close you are to
nature, yeah, and what we take for granted. But with Connecticut, it seems to raise some particular structural issues. The Wall Street Journal has an article about this that says Connecticut Power and Light, the largest electricity provider, has cut staff by more than 20% in the past decade and relies heavily on out-of-state crews to repair power lines during major outages. Second, in a state with no county governance, storm responses can be piecemeal and hard to coordinate. Are those issues for you?
I didn't like to hear that they didn't pay their out-of-state contractors until basically this week or so.
From Irene.
Right, exactly, from Irene. So I think that was, that's unfair to those contractors. But, the community really gets together. Our high school has showers all day long, drinking water. They provide 3 meals a day. So breakfast, lunch, and dinner if you really need to access that service. So, I think it's really a great thing when community comes together.
Definitely. I'm glad you called, because there was the upside that we haven't really heard yet. So thanks. Hang in there, Kevin. I hope it comes back soon.
Yeah, thanks. They say Sunday night.
Sunday night. Oh, my God. 8 days.
Sunday night, they say New Fairfield will be back up. But there is 3% in town now. So we're only 92. Sorry, it's 92.
How long was it after Irene?
It was 4 days for us, but we were a little earlier. We have underground power lines on our road.
Oh, really?
Which helps a little bit, so we get it maybe back a day before.
Yeah.
So,
thank you very much. I'm going to leave it there. That's another Connecticut issue. It's more expensive in Connecticut than a lot of other places to install underground power lines because there's so much rock there. So if it was more soil, a different kind of ground, it would be easier to switch to underground, which are not as vulnerable. Molly in Chatham, you're on WNYC. Molly, what's happening?
Well, I hate to do it to you, but I actually think they did a really good job, too.
Good.
It's so much worse than Irene. It looks like a deluge. There's probably 7 lines down just on my road. So the only thing that upset me was that they weren't paying the people who had come before to fix everything. That's kind of awful.
Yeah, that seems...
Which I had no idea about.
Is that New Jersey, too, not just Connecticut? I didn't know.
I had read a blurb, so I shouldn't say that, completely, but I read a blurb at the local Chatham Patch paper that they hadn't been good about it.
Right.
So.
All right.
But we haven't gotten it, and it looks like it might be a couple more days, which is no fun at all.
Good luck. I'm glad you think they're doing a good job anyway. Joel in New Canaan, you're on WNYC. Hey, Joel.
Well, good morning. I'm surprised that... the good service by some. I'm a little older. I went through a real hurricane on the West Coast in 1963 in Oregon that wiped out power all over the place, much more rural area than Connecticut. And we lost power for 5 days. This year I will have lost power for a grand total of just short of 3 weeks. I'm in a third world country here, and they call it the Gold Coast. They need to use some of that instead of downsizing their power crews, bringing power crews in, letting them line up. During the Irene fiasco, they had them lined up and not doing anything. And for the politician, for the governor to say, oh, it's a terrible storm, it's going to take you a week. Well, guess what? It's going to take us a week because they're not going to do anything. The town that I live in, New Canaan, has done a very good job, as one of your previous callers said, about food availability. There's a lot of elderly in this town. It was cool. They had the warming centers and some food for them, and the showers are available and all this kind of thing. The problem is it shouldn't have occurred in the first place. And when we see these kind of infrastructures die down so easily, and we're going to depend on Internet, the cable goes down in about an hour after the power goes out because the batteries are insufficient in their relays. It's going to be interesting if we don't put pressure on our PUCs to make these people perform.
On the Public Utilities Commission. Joel, thank you. Rita in Westchester. Where in Westchester, Rita?
I'm in Bedford Village, which is a beautiful town. We have so many trees, and we've lost power so many times in the 2 years that I've lived here. It's outrageous. And I am...
So we're hearing from pretty affluent communities like the Gold Coast city of New Canaan and Bedford.
Neighbor. And I'd say that individually people are being so responsible, and people that have generators that are so lucky to have whole house generators are reaching out, and I showered at a friend's house, but I do not have a whole house generator. I have a generator just for my sump pumps to keep my basement from flooding.
What powers your generator?
I have a small 2,000-watt generator, but many people
propane. I'm just curious what powers.
Gasoline. Uh-huh. But here's my thing. There's all these individually responsible citizens. My husband and I cleared all these fallen limbs off the road.
You've got to be really careful because people have been electrocuted.
You have to be careful, but this is 5 days I live in a very, your previous caller said a dense older person neighborhood. I live in a neighborhood with tons of children. I have two very young children. We can't be captives in our own homes. And I do feel like we're stepped back, maybe not the third world, but the second world. And I kind of resent the implication of the town. Well, you know, it's a beautiful place to live, but go back to your Manhattan apartment. You know, or go to a $250 a night hotel.
Yeah.
And that's not realistic for me. And I am a good citizen, and I sent my two poor kids off to school after 5 nights of, it's between 45 and 54 degrees in our house, depending on where you're standing.
Wow. Rita, thank you very much. And all right, there's some humanity on the bones of the story we've been hearing on the newscast about X 100,000 people without power still in our area. And those are some of the real life human beings who are being affected and how. It does sound like a lot of people are coming together and helping their neighbors. And at least that's a good upside. Thank you all for all your calls. I hope the power comes back everywhere really soon. We will take a short break and then begin a November series on trending topics in psychotherapy. Stay with us, Brian Lehrer on WNYC.